Good morning. Today we have a very relevant question as it relates to the Mikra Megillah, the laning of the Megillah, those which are the vast majority of people who are being yotzeh vayel the Baal Koreh, who are listening in shul. There's somebody laning on their behalf and they are being yotzeh via that laning. They obviously should be paying attention to each and every word. And in fact, that's required, as we'll see in a little bit. But what happens if they space out a little bit? Their mind turns elsewhere. So they're following along, but fairly passively, and their mind is thinking about other things. For example, somebody's speaking, thinking about his business, or he's thinking about, I have to run errands, or somebody in school is thinking about the homework that they need to do, or I'm hungry, and that's what your mind is on. Can you still fulfill the mitzvah? So the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to start with the Shulchan Aruch as follows. HaKoreh Megillah, somebody who's reading the Megillah, this is the Baal Koreh, Tzarech Sheyachavin Nehotzi HaShomea, has to have in mind that he's being motzi, the people who are listening. V'tzarech HaShomea Latzeis, and the people who are listening, also they have to have in mind that they are being yotzeh via the Baal Koreh. Mishnah Berurah adds on a couple of very important points. He says that this is me'akev, having in mind that you're being yotzeh, is me'akev, meaning it prevents somebody from fulfilling the mitzvah, even b'di'evit, even after the fact. This is absolutely a critical component of fulfilling the mitzvah. The Baal Koreh has this in mind, but even if he doesn't actively have in mind, just because he's the Baal Koreh, stam, he has parv in for thoughts on this, that's also sufficient when it comes to the Baal Koreh. But the listener has to have in mind before listening, at the beginning of the Kriya, before the Kriya, that I am being yotzeh for the entire Kriya via the Baal Koreh. And in fact, if he didn't have that in mind, he's not yotzeh. He doesn't have to think that constantly throughout the Kriya, but certainly at the beginning, he has to have that in mind. And then the Mishnah Berurah continues, relevant for our question. V'tzarech hashomea la'azin ozno, the person who's listening has to really pay attention. V'lishmo kol teva, v'teva has to hear each and every word, mipi al-koreh, from the person who's laning. V'imchisar ha-koreh afilu teva achas, and if the Baal Koreh even skips one word, v'chein im hashomea chisar teva achas lishmoa, and if the person is listening, missed listening to even one word, lo yatsu, they have not fulfilled the mitzvah, v'tzarech lachzor, and it has to be read again. So that's the Mishnah Berurah. We have to be hearing each and every word. Now we're going to bring the Be'er Heitev, brings quoting the Magen Avraham as follows, and this is going to sound a little bit cryptic, which it is, aval im shama, but if you heard, v'lo kiven b'chol teva yatsa, but you didn't have intent for each word, you are still yotzeh. What does that mean? You listened, but you weren't mechaven for each word. So the Levush Esrad comes and explains what that means, the Magen Avraham, that you were not mechaven. It means you didn't, were not mechaven to the Perush HaMilos. You didn't listen and explain to yourself the words, what each word meant. So in other words, you were listening passively, but you were paying attention, but you weren't translating for yourself. You weren't thinking about what does each and every word mean. She'ena li'ikuva, that's the ma'akev. That is absolutely acceptable. However, the Melavush Esrad continues. Aval im libo pone, umechashe bedvarim achern be'es ha'kriya. But if your mind wanders and you're thinking about external things, unrelated things at the time of the kriya, even though your ears are listening, so your ears are listening, but your brain is not listening, ein ze shmia latzet by yidei chovah. So this is not listening that you can fulfill the mitzvah. V'hareze ki'ilu eino shomea. It's as if you are not listening at all. In other words, if you're just not listening, you're not thinking about the words, you're not thinking about what do the words mean to me, that is okay as long as you're listening to the words and you're hearing the words, you're processing the words. However, if you're not even doing that, your ears are hearing but your mind is elsewhere, that is not fulfilling the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. So the Piskei Tshuva says this is very common, that if you have, for example, a Talmud Chacham, he may be thinking about the sugya that he's learning, or if you have a businessman, a socher, he is thinking about his business, and you have an optometrist and a doctor thinking about the patient, whatever it may be, that is going to be problematic. So his eitzah, his advice is as follows, l'chein nachon shia l'kol shomea migila k'shera, what each one person listening and being yotzeh via the Baal Koreh should have is a kosher Megillah. And what you should do is you should read word for word quietly, but read word for word as the Baal Koreh reads something, you read it as well. So accordingly, even if you're not actively paying attention to the words, Mikomakam Kavan Shomer Piva, accordingly, because you are saying it with your mouth. Even in this situation, if your mind is elsewhere, the act of the dibor, the act of your saying the words, is going to nullify what is going on inside your head during the laning, and you will be yotze. So what he's saying is, if you're just reading from a normal chumash, you're just listening passively, but you don't have a kosher megillah in front of you, and your mind is elsewhere, you can't be yotze that way. But if you have a kosher megillah in front of you, and you're reading word for word, because you're being more active, and you're reading the words, even if your mind goes elsewhere, you're still going to be yotze. He does bring in an opinion as well that says that as long as you have a kosher megillah in front of you and you're paying attention, you're looking into it, even if your mind goes elsewhere, but you're not reading the words, but you have it in front of you and you're looking in, even that would be sufficient. But that would that's not the mainstream thought. The mainstream thought would be that you should be actively reading the words, and in that instance, if your mind goes elsewhere because you did that action, you did that act of reading the words, even if your mind goes elsewhere, the action is going to be more important than the thoughts in that situation, and you would be yotzei the mitzvah. Have a wonderful day.